A Cattlemen's Beef Board audit of NCBA expenditures billed to beef checkoff accounts dating back to fiscal 2008 found many expenses that were either improperly charged to the checkoff or insufficiently documented. Calling the results extremely troubling, CBB Secretary Treasurer Robert Fountain provided examples of the accounting discrepancies.
International and domestic travel expenses for the spouses of staff and volunteer leadership, consulting fees for the purpose of investigating a certified beef program for the policy division, travel performed for the purpose of initiating an NCBA member insurance program, and time spent by employees in meetings related to non-checkoff revenue development were charged in full or in part to the checkoff.
NCBA CEO Forrest Roberts declined to comment until he could review the audit report. Vice President of Government Relations Chandler Gould told AgriPulse the National Farmers Union is very concerned.
There are clearly some auditing problems here of where this money is going. And so that's a huge concern for an organization like National Farmers Union, who has cattle producers who don't belong to NCBA but yet pay into the checkoff.
According to U.S. Cattlemen's Association Vice President Chuck Kiker, the audit explains why USCA, NFU, and four other checkoff stakeholder groups opposed NCBA's attempt to develop closer ties to the Federation of State Beef Councils.
I told you in our last interview that this whole new governance structure was a smokescreen for something a lot worse, and this is the worst. The firewall's been breached. It hasn't been adhered to. And NCBA has been living off the checkoff. And that's been our concern, and it's been validated, and I think it's going to be interesting the steps taken to correct this. I think it's kind of a sad day for NCBA.
In light of the results, CBB's Fountain said the board would launch a more comprehensive compliance review of NCBA for fiscal years 2009 and 2010, implement new monthly review procedures for NCBA checkoff charges, and issue more detailed guidelines to all beef checkoff contractors. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan reporting.